This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're picking up our conversation with owner chef Joffrey Offer. His new restaurant is Butcher's House Brasserie at SoCo in Costa Mesa. On one side, it is a very wonderful upscale steakhouse, and on the other side, but all on one menu, is a French brasserie with all of those wonderful brasserie items like house-made Toulouse sausage and a wonderful French onion soup. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Joffrey Offer back to the show. Chef, good morning again.
Good morning again. Thank you.
Chef, let's talk a little bit about the food. And since it is brunch time over at Butcher's House, I'll start with the bottomless mimosa. But talk about a couple of your specialties, particularly in terms of the French twist. Tell us about your croque madame, but it is Butcher's House style. What's different about it than the traditional croque madame?
Well, a croque madame is... which is originally a croque monsieur, you know. And if you have to have the exact translation of that croque, which is bite, and monsieur is sir, and a croque madame is bite madame, let's say. And the croque madame is a croque monsieur with a sunny-side bag on top, which the sunny-side bag would represent a lady's hat, and that's why it's called madame. Now, the croque madame in France, and croque monsieur and croque madame in France, they are very, very... I would say classic, that I think for decades now it does exist and it will probably never die. But you mostly eat those items in little bakery, on the go kind of space, kind of spot. It's not really something you're eating at the restaurant, or it could be something you do at home. It could be something you're driving somewhere, you're stopping, you're getting one. So my vision of doing it, it was to make it more into a restaurant item, which now more and more people are using that because it's pretty great. You know, you have bread, you have ham, you have a bechamel sauce, you have cheese, and you have the egg. So it's really, you can really turn into a brunch sandwich for everyone. Now, the difference that we make is we are using a rustic sourdough bread. We are doing in-house mornay sauce mornay, which is basic bechamel where we add cheese to it, and we're doing Parisian ham inside, and we're using Comté cheese, which is a cheese from Comté, you know. It would look like a Swiss cheese, but it's actually a lot more character to it, a little more dense body to it, and I really think it does a whole difference into the croque madame. So instead of taking the basic croque madame with ham, bechamel, Swiss cheese, and the basic white bread, we're going sourdough, we're going nice Parisian ham, in-house sauce, Comté cheese that's imported from France. We top it with the sunny-side egg, and then we're slicing a 24-month-age prosciutto, and then we're dropping the prosciutto on top of it. So you're getting two kind of ham, a cured ham, a cooked ham, and an uncooked ham, pretty much, that would be cured. And the goal of that is to take a classic, modernize it, and make it a little more fun, let's say.
I think you've succeeded. Now, Chef, a signature item you have that you make in-house that we need to talk about is the Toulouse sausage, which is absolutely delicious. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think it exemplifies what you're trying to do at Butcher's House.
Well, Toulouse sausage, you know, it's funny because now it's become a signature dish, and I do think it is. But to me, it's almost a very natural item to have. You know, I'm born and raised in Toulouse, so I've seen Toulouse sausage pretty much my entire childhood. My dad being a butcher, I've eaten Toulouse sausage on a daily basis. I think just like American would have bacon, I've had Toulouse sausage. And when I came here in the U.S., you know, I've seen all those kind of sausages which all have different herbs, spices. Some are spicy, some are sweet, some are sweet and spicy, some have fennel. And I see all those kind of sausages, and I was missing that Toulouse sausage, because the Toulouse sausage, I think, is the simplest you can do. You know, it's pretty much pork, you know, there's a fatty part and lean part, you know, pork butt, pork belly. The right seasoning, and then the right grinding and cooking. And that's pretty much it. And a lot of people are asking me, so what about the Toulouse sausage? And I think the fact that that sausage is special is because it's simple. You know today, I do think that simplicity is becoming a luxury, you know, like simple things in general, whether it's in people or whether it's in a simple draw, whether it's food or anything. Sometimes, instead of thinking, what can we add to it, I tend to think, okay, what can we take out? What is here? What is it that is here that we don't necessarily need? And bring the product to the purest and the most simple, but then you need to master the seasoning and you need to master the temperature when you cook it. And I think the Toulouse sausage is the perfect item to do that. You know, it's a very basic sausage that is known in the entire France. There isn't Toulouse sausage just in Toulouse. You can go anywhere in France and you have Toulouse sausage. But it's simple product, that is good quality product, well seasoned, and then we cook it over a wood burning grill, which I think makes the whole difference. It makes you feel like you're Sunday at my house on a barbecue with friends and family.
Well, Chef, again, a very enjoyable dish. Chef Joffrey, as we're starting to run a little short on time, we've talked about some wonderful meat that you have on your menu, but we also want our listeners that are a little bit more vegetable-focused to know that there's plenty for them. Let's talk about one of your signature salads that I enjoyed, and that is the sweet gem. Let us know what's in that,
beautiful.
Because, again, we want people to know that there are lots of options at Butcher's House.
Yes, we have... four or five salads. We have plenty of salads with meat and no meat. You can do meat, you can do no meat. So everyone's welcome and to enjoy whether they like meat or not. One of my favorites is the sweet gem, and that's the salad I do at my house regularly when I switch on the barbecue. So it's basic sweet gem, cut in half, little olive oil, salt, pepper, very high heat on the grill. Grill one side of the sweet gem just to mark it. We're not cooking it, just to mark it. Take it out. Dress it, little dressing. We do in-house Dijon dressing, beautiful dressing, simple vinegar, Dijon mustard from France, olive oil, salt, pepper, whisk it, add into the lettuce, little prosciutto, cut prosciutto at the last minute, drop it on there, shaved parmesan, pickled onion that we pickled ourselves, little crouton, few parsley on it, and then you're good.
Chef, absolutely incredible. And as we need to kind of wind up, one of the attractions of your restaurant that you mentioned is the guests can see your aging case for the beef. Just in brief, tell us a little bit about that, because it's definitely a point of difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a dry aged in the house, which was important to me because we're doing a bone-in, prime bone-in ribeye, and we age it between 30 to 40 days. You need to have 28 days at least to have the tenderness and to have some of the moisture evaporated so you can really feel the flavor of the meat and the fat together. So we age the meat in-house for 30 days and to 40 days, it depends how much do we have. And pretty much we cook it to order just for you. So, I mean, you need to allow us a good 20 minutes so we can rest the meat and all that. But you're coming in there, you're seeing the beef dry aging into the cabinet. You place an order. We cut your chop, 32 ounces, season it, grill it, let it rest, spice it, and send it to you.
Chef, very special. As we need to say goodbye, where specifically in SoCo is Butcher's House, and what is your website so our listeners can look at your menu?
Website is butchershouse.com with the S, butcher, butchershouse.com, butchershouse.com.
Yes, and again, the specific location, the reference point for Butcher's House in SoCo. Actually, you could say that it's very close to Mulan because I think people know where that is.
Yes, yeah, very close to Mulan. We're next to Greenleaf. We're facing the fountain. And if you're there at SoCo and you can't find it, just give us a call and I'll guide you and I'll come get you. It's okay. We'll show you the way.
Chef, I bet you will. Ladies and gentlemen, owner chef Joffrey Offer. His new restaurant is Butcher's House Brasserie in SoCo. Chef, thank you. We look forward to monitoring your progress. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it is Lindsay Hoops, second generation wine grower of Hoops Family Vineyard and Winery in Oakville. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. 70.